Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Delighted to be here with you. I think we've got two great hours coming up for you. Tim Staples, both hours, and it's Ask Me Anything. You want to know something about the Catholic faith? This is your opportunity to call 888-318-7884. And anybody can call. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to be Christian. You don't have to be a believer of any sort. You are welcome to call with your question. 888-318-7884. We love talking about Jesus. We love talking about his church. And if you want to talk about it, whether you're in or out, whether you're a believer or not, 888-318-7884. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say that number about two more times, and then I'm going to stop saying it for the rest of the hour because I have to give out a different number today. Today is the last day of our May pledge drive, and this is where we come to you to ask you for your help to stay fully funded here at Catholic Answers for the next 3 months. And so I'll be giving out that number. So here we go. Two more times I'll say the phone number. You fill up those phone lines with your questions about the Catholic faith, and then I'll give out the other number, 888-318-7884. It's Ask Me Anything with Tim Staples this hour and next on Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884. Now we take just a couple minutes to go do the other business. It takes us 6 hours every quarter to raise the money to keep this program on the air. And we're in the last two of those 6 hours. We're going to finish this up one way or another. It'll be done today. And we'll only take a few minutes each hour to ask you for your help and support to keep us fully funded for the next 3 months. And that number to call is 888-291-8000. I know Tim's raring to go, and I'm going to bring him in, but let me just set the stage for you real quick. 888-291-8000 calls right into this building, and you'll be talking with one of our colleagues. And you can make a pledge in any amounts. You can get it done quickly. They'll get you right out. Or if you want to maybe tell them your story, tell them why you're supporting Catholic Answers, they would love to take the time with you. 888-291-8000 is that number. Or you can do it yourself, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All right, here's the deal. We've got matches each hour today. We have a long way to go. We are less than 50% of the way towards our goal, but we've been here many days, many times on the last day of the pledge drive. And so we've got these great big matches. First of all, any pledge up to $20,000 is matched dollar for dollar this hour. 888-291-8000. And then there's that second match, and that goes like this. If you make a new monthly pledge in any amount, it'll be matched a second time.
Awesome.
888-291-8000. Senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, Tim Staples. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Tim. I know you're raring to go.
I am, and I am excited about this. These last couple of hours because, folks, you know what? We had a very bad first day. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We didn't make the match either time, which I think is the first time since we've had matches that we haven't made the match in the first two. But I got to tell you something. I absolutely understand. I understand why, in fact. Now, we did much better yesterday. We made the match both hours. But I understand. Folks, I know. I mentioned this to Cy yesterday. I'm a father of seven kids, man. I know what it's like to pay a massive food bill every month with the prices going absolutely through the roof like they are right now. We struggle in the Staples household. So you know what? I just wanted to say to everybody, God bless you, and thank you, every single one of you who called in and have donated. God bless you. And those of you who cannot, don't. If you're struggling and you can't make ends meet, you're struggling to make ends meet, don't give. But you know what you can do is pray right now, because we need other folks to step up to the plate. That means everyone listening to me right now, if you can give, you need to give all the more in order to make up for those who really do want to give and they can't in this crazy economy we have. So folks, we need you to pick up the phone right now. And isn't that exciting what Cy Killett just said? You become a new monthly donor, right? Or, and I know I'm right on this because we said it yesterday, if you already are a monthly donor and you decide, I'm going to up the ante. Let's say you're a $25 a month giver. You say, I'm going to double that to 50. Guess what? That gets tripled. That $25 a month that you give becomes immediately, it goes from $300 to $900 just like that. And if you decide to give $100 a month, folks, You're talking about $3,600. It goes from $1,200 to $3,600. Folks, that's who we need to hear from right now at 888-291-8000. Pick up the phone right now. We need you to call right from the start, folks. We can't wait. We are way behind, as Cy said. We've got to double what we've done in the first 2 days today, and we're going to do it by God's grace. And I'll tell you why, because I believe, yes, the economy's crazy, people are struggling, the culture is going crazy. That's exactly why Catholic Answers needs to be here, because we need to proclaim the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. The Orthodox don't have it. The Protestants don't have it. The cults, of course, don't have it. All of those, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses and such. We have the fullness of the gospel, folks, and this is what people need. This is what's going to turn people's lives around. Get souls to heaven, number one, but also transform this culture at the same time. So, folks, we need your help right now at 888-291-8000. Please don't wait. Pick up the phone right now, and I need you to give. The same guy I was talking to yesterday, I'm going to talk to again today. I need you to give that $20,000 during these 2 hours. Let's make it this first hour. Let's get off to the races here and call in and give that $20,000 gift. And I know we've got some folks who can give $10,000. We got some folks who can give $5,000. We need you to do that right now. How about some $2,000 givers? And I know we've got a whole lot of $1,000 givers. But remember, those monthly donors, huge. Now, everything I just said, everything's going to be doubled, right? So if you give that $10,000, it's going to be $20,000 immediately. If you give that $5,000, it's going to be $10,000 immediately. But remember, folks, we're talking about tripling those monthly donors. And folks, I asked you this yesterday, but how much would you pay for the salvation of a soul? Of course, you can't pay. Why? Because one soul is worth more than the entire material universe, right? There's no amount of money. You know, what can a man give in exchange for his own soul, says Jesus in Matthew 16, 26, right? There is no. But the fact is, by your giving today, you will and are going to be participating in the salvation of souls. And that is a fact, because that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. We bring people to Jesus. We strengthen Catholics that are already Catholics. We bring Protestants home to the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bring folks who are atheists or members of other world religions to Jesus Christ and his church. That is priceless. Please join with us. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. That's the number to call and make your pledge. I'm going to go to the other phones now and let Tim answer some questions. If you start a new monthly pledge right now, tripled this hour, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's always fun to start with an international call. Mark is in France watching on YouTube. Mark, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. I have a moral dilemma. I am currently considering enrolling into the army, but I have had some second thoughts because I am apprehensive about what I should do in case I were sent to what I consider an unjust war.
Yes.
Shall I trust our leadership to make and be obedient, or shall I become a conscience objector, or shall I refrain from enrolling in the first place?
Right.
Mark, thank you.
Mark, thank you. That's a really important question. And of course, the Catechism of the Catholic Church lists, as you know, Mark, in section 2309, the criteria for just war. And there's no doubt in today's day and age, with the kind of weapons we have, it is very difficult to meet the criteria for a truly just war. It's possible, but this is a problem and should be. This is a matter of conscience for every Catholic, every Christian, every person, man or woman of goodwill to consider before you join the military, of course, because it doesn't matter when you enter into the military. There is always the possibility of a military being asked to fight in unjust wars. And so in those situations, now let me back up. I would say that's not a reason not to join the military, unless, in fact, you have a situation where they are in the middle of fighting what you believe to be an unjust war, then I would not recommend joining, right? If it's, you know, not the draft. But even if you're drafted, there is an option for you in petitioning the government to say, you know what, I cannot in my conscience do this. Now, you could opt for being a nurse, if you're a doctor, being a doctor, to minister to people in the war. If the government that you're serving is one of those governments that says, guess what, you're going to be drafted whether you like it or not, there are different avenues you can take. But of course, as Catholics, we cannot fight if we believe, if I were to believe, and you're talking to a veteran Marine right now, but if I was asked to fight in a war that I believe was unjust, I would have to say no. I could offer my services to say, look, I'll be on the battlefield. I'll bind up wounds, you know, teach me to be a medic,
yeah.
or whatever, but I cannot pull the trigger. And that's fine. You know, we need people in our military that have a conscience and don't just follow orders and kill whoever the government tells them to kill. We need more people in government and in the military who are willing to stand up for truth like that. So you got to keep all these things in mind. I personally, when my son Luke was considering joining the military, I struggle with it because of the wokeism in the military right now and the persecution of Christians. And I had to be honest with my son, but he still was bent on joining the military. He said, you know what? We need good people, Dad. You say that all the time. And he was really heading that way. Now he's decided to go to a trade school, and he's going to be on his way here shortly. But that was a struggle with my own son. But my problem was not so much with the whether we're fighting an unjust war or not, at least at this point right now, although I told my son, with the morality of the folks that are running our country right now, I wouldn't be counting on doing a whole lot of just war fighting in these days, because we've got a government that's really lost its way. But again, these are personal decisions, and like my son, I was like, okay, if you're going to join, I will support you absolutely, and you got a phone line open to me anytime you want to talk about, Dad, what about this, Dad, what about that? All right, so, you know, I encourage folks, yes, study your faith, understand what it is you're going into, and when you join the military, you should let all know, hey, I am a Catholic, I am a Christian first. And so I obey God before I obey any man, and I'm only going to fight in a just war. Again, I can offer my services in other ways, but I can't pull the trigger. Well, thank you so much for your call, brother.
Mark, thank you. God bless you. Maybe if you would like further help, send us an email at radio@catholic.com or call again, because we, as you can hear, we do have to raise money today. And this is, yes, this is a wonderful call that we could go back and forth on, and I think it would be very helpful to many people. So if you would like to call back again when Tim is on and we can have a little back and forth, that would be great. But right now I've got 17 of my fellow Catholic Answers workers just waiting to take calls. Two folks are on the line, 17 lines open. And we're taking a little bit of time each hour today to ask, yes, you to support us. And it takes $225,000 to keep this show, all the podcasts, the social media stuff, and quite a bit of the rest of what we do to keep it going. $225,000 every 3 months, which is an extraordinary deal given the amount and the quality of the media that comes out of this place. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Yeah.
And the quality is rooted both in that we have very fine people like Tim working here, but also in the fact of this is the message. It's hard to have higher quality than, amen, the gospel and the teaching of the Catholic Church. But we need your help right now. And we have two matches. The number is 888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone and call, because all of our fellow employees are waiting to take those calls. 888-291-8000. Any pledge in any amount is matched 100%. 100% up to $20,000 this hour. And then we have that second match where any new monthly pledge, you want to come in at say $10 a month. For many people, that would be a comfortable level to come in. Some it would be a sacrificial level. I understand that. But if that's a comfortable level for you to come in, we would like to be your friend in that way. We'll send you all kinds of stuff. You can ask what we're going to send you and what you're going to get for being a $10 donor. But that your money is tripled because there's two matches for any new monthly pledge. So
what
maybe you could come in at the $20 a month level. Maybe you could come in at the $50 or $100 a month level. If we could get a 16 folks just right now, we're on hundreds of stations, we're on all around the world. Could we get 16 people to pick up the phone and make that call right now? 888-291-8000.
Amen. And you know, man, I'm going to be giving a talk here coming up in a couple of weeks at a talk here in Southern California where I'm doing something a little different, Cy. I'm going to be talking about one of the things that attracted me to the Catholic faith, and I don't often tell this part of my story because when you do your conversion story, Cy, you can only do so much in an hour, right?
Right.
But one of the many things that drew me to the Catholic faith was actually the Catholic presentation of the moral law.
Oh, yes, right.
I mean, it was something that, you know, coming from a Protestant background where, of course, we used to have classes on what kinds of contraception to use, you know, because contraception, of course, it was a given that was okay. And there's not a Protestant denomination on the planet that doesn't allow abortions in varying situations. Not a single one. There is none that are completely pro-life. As we are as Catholics. That's a fact, Cy. I did the research. I tried to find one. They don't exist. But when you look at the presentation of the moral law, when we have a situation that we're in right now where the moral law has been obliterated, we are in such a dire need to present the truth. I mean, all the truths of our faith are so rich and such, but I'm just talking about the moral law here, Cy.
I know.
There is no moral guidance in our country. It is up for grabs. You want to kill babies in the womb? Fine. Well, let's argue whether after birth we can kill them or not if you're Governor Northam of Virginia. I mean, this is how far we have gone. The mutilation of children now being promoted in our schools and universities and such in the name of quote-unquote transgender. The presentation of the moral law is such a beautiful, it is symphonic. And when I saw it, and it started with contraception, Cy, and I saw this, and then I found out that all Protestants, all Christians agreed on this point up until 1930. John Calvin equated contraception with murder. Until today, most Protestants don't even know John Calvin once taught that, did not know that Martin Luther was staunchly against it as well, and all Christians were. Folks, this is why among the many reasons we need Catholic Answers on the air presenting the beauty of the truth that we possess as Catholics, because in an arena, in a culture where even in churches, people are not hearing the fullness of the truth, where are they going to get it? They're not going to get it on the news, not getting it on television. And if they're Protestant, they're not getting it when they go to church. Good people who want the truth are not getting it. Folks, this is why we need your help. Because without Matt Dula, those of you who know my story, I was a Pentecostal. I encountered a young Catholic Marine, the first Catholic I had ever known, who knew his faith, and he presented it to me. And again, one of the beautiful things was that the presentation of the moral law, but so much more. And that's why I'm Catholic today. We didn't have Catholic radio back then in 1988. It didn't exist. That's when I became Catholic, when I met Matt Dula in 1986. Folks, we have it today. But let me tell you, it's not automatic. We're not going to remain here automatically. If you guys don't give, I mean, folks, we've seen whole networks go off the air before. Whole networks of stations have gone away because people didn't give. Don't assume, folks, that the other guy is going to give, because I'm looking at 12 open lines right now. That means the other guy isn't giving right now, folks. So please, all right, I say all that to say this. 888-291-8000. Can you call right now and give that gift? We need some big donors and we need some small donors. It's going to take all of us to make up for that first day, and let's take it beyond. We've got to reach our goal. It's going to take all of us. We need that $20,000 giver right now at 888-291-8000. We need that $10,000 giver right now at 888-291-8000. That $5,000 giver, I know we have more than one out there. We have multiple $2,000 givers, $1,000 givers. And as Cy Kellett said, that $100 a month, that $50 a month, I mean, $100 a month is not just $1,200 because it's tripled, folks. It becomes $3,600. Oh my goodness, folks. $25 a month is not just $300. It's 900. Please pick up the phone right now at 888. Come on. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. Folks, I'll leave you with this. We got to get back to some calls. I know. But the Catechism of the Catholic Church says in section 900 that all of us as Catholics, by virtue of our baptism, by virtue of the sacraments of initiation we've received, we have a duty. That is an obligation as well as a right to evangelize, either individually or grouped together in associations. Catholic Answers, we are an association of the faithful. We have grouped together in obedience to our blessed Lord and the teaching of the church, and we are proclaiming the gospel. Will you join with us right now? Folks, we have 12 open lines. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. 11 lines now. Thank you for the calls. Keep filling up those lines, please. We'll go back to doing what we do. We're going to talk to Charlie in Des Moines, Iowa, listening on Iowa Catholic Radio, a wonderful Catholic network, and we're so thrilled. I mean, really, just in case you don't know, we make the show, but we need these radio stations to air it. We just give it free to anyone. Why do we give it free? Because you pay for it, and that's what we're asking you to help us do. Just pay the bill so we can keep giving this radio program out free all around the world. Let's go to Charlie in Des Moines, Iowa, listening on Iowa Catholic Radio. Charlie, go. Charlie, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie. How old are you?
Good.
I'm glad you're good. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Staples.
Why was Mary not baptized?
Yeah, great question, Charlie. Well, the fact is, most likely she was baptized. And we know this because we know, Charlie, that Mary was obedient to the law before the advent of her divine Son establishing the church. And so Mary was even obedient to, for example, we see in the gospel, don't we, that she brings Jesus to the temple. She offers sacrifices for him, just as Leviticus chapter 12 teaches. Is it chapter 12? Well, it's there somewhere. I'm going to be a good Catholic and say it's there somewhere.
It's in the Bible.
It's in there. So she was obedient to the law. So most likely she would have been baptized at some time. Now, that's not written in the Bible, but of course we can make what's called an a fortiori argument. If this is true, then most likely this is true. In other words, if she was obedient even to the old law, of course she would be obedient to the law of her Son, and her Son instituted baptism as necessary for salvation. So you can bet the house, Charlie, that Mary was obedient and was baptized. All right?
Charlie, thank you. That was the best 6-year-old call we've had in a long time. That was nicely done, Charlie.
Amen.
If you're just listening today, a call from France about can I join the military as a Catholic? A call from 6-year-old Charlie about why was Mary not baptized? That's what we do here. That's what Tim does. Just answer all these questions. And what we find is when we answer questions about the Catholic faith, we remove obstacles to people coming close to Jesus in his church, especially in the sacraments of the Catholic Church, where salvation is found and all the joy of the life with the Trinity is found in those sacraments. And we want to draw people to them, and you're helping us do that. Yesterday, Tim talked about a young man, college-age young man, losing his faith in college, who Tim's going to spend some personal time with. And that's something that we don't usually usually talk about, but all these guys, I mean, you should see the amount of time that Jimmy and Tim and Carlo and Joe and Trent give to individuals. So I would say this, you know we're losing them in college. We know we're losing them to the media. We know we're losing them to the social media and all that pressure that comes with that. What we're trying to do here at Catholic Answers is get them back. Keep them in and get them back. And we need your help to do that. We're about to take a quick break. Perfect time to pick up the phone and call. It's a triple match right now for any new monthly pledge. Can you come in at the $10 a month level? We'll send you a T-shirt. If you do, you'll become a member of Society 315. And we'll give you the digital version of the Magnificat magazine for the whole year. Can you come in at the $20 a month level? Then we'll send you a couple great books, including Jimmy's book, The Bible is a Catholic Book. Or could you come in at the $45 a month level, where we'll give you a free course in the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics? I say those quickly because we're going to the break. If you want to hear more about the gifts we're able to give you at those different levels, just ask the person when you call. But most importantly, if you start a new monthly pledge, $10, $20 a month, maybe $45 a month, maybe $84 a month. All of these levels are tripled right now. Please pick up the phone and call. We have not filled up the phones yet. Can we fill up the phones now? 888-291-8000. Let's keep them Catholic. And if they're not, let's bring them in. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host. Tim Staples, our guest. It's Ask Me Anything. All the phone lines are full, and we're lots of questions for Tim, so we're going to go back to him. I do have to take just a moment here of your time, however, before we do that, to ask you to support Catholic Answers, support the work that we do. We need to raise $225,000 in the next hour and a half in order to be fully funded. Okay, well, how far along are we? We need $125,000 of that. Okay, so that's a long way to go. Well, we've got certain things to entice you. Among them, if you come in at a $10 a month level, you'll become a member of Society 315. You'll get the Society 315 T-shirt. You'll get new updates and behind-the-scenes stuff, conversations, articles, videos that we make just for Society 315. It's $10 a month. And it's tripled right now because all new monthly pledges are tripled. 888-291-8000. I mean, if we got 1,000 people to just pick up the phone and do the $10 a month, we'd be in great shape. And I know there's thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands listening now. So just to give you an idea, we don't have to have a miracle, but we do have to have a lot of generosity. And we ask you for your generous help right now. 888-291-8000. Maybe you could come in at the $20 a month level. That also will be tripled because of two generous donors with two different pledges to us that they will. Anybody who makes any gift up to $20,000 is getting matched by one donor today. And then anybody who makes a new recurring pledge, because those are the pledges we rely on. That's kind of the lifeblood of any nonprofit. Anyone who makes a recurring pledge will get matched again. So that's why I say triple your money, because it's getting matched twice if you make a recurring pledge. So could you come in at the $20 a month level? In addition to being a member of Society 315 and the T-shirt and the Magnificat magazine year subscription and all the other things we're able to give you at that level, we'll send you two books. And one book is Jimmy Akin's book, The Bible is a Catholic Book. And the other book, Darren, you're going to have to remind me what the other book is. I don't have it on my screen at the moment. But or you just ask the person when you call. They'll tell you what the book is that we're giving out. If you guys could tell me what the other book is, that would be helpful. I know we're giving out The Bible is a Catholic Book. It's the other one that I need. And then at the $45 a month level, all that, including the book that for some reason I'm blanking on right now, at the $45 a month level, you'll also get Jimmy Akin's course at the Catholic Answer School of Apologetics, and you get the full course for free. Just ask him for it. Oh, Confusion in the Kingdom, Trent's new book. That's one of the gifts. That's fantastic. A wonderful new book from Trent Horn, and those are valuable. That's a Trent Horn book. So that's at the $20 a month level. So, and then the additional thing to all of that is any new monthly pledge in any amount is being tripled right now. 13 lines open. Everybody you will talk to will be one of the folks we work with here in the building. If you want to tell them your story, if you want to tell them why you're giving, if you want to ask them any questions about what life is like here at Catholic Answers, go ahead. But if you want to get done really quickly, they'll get you done in 90 seconds. They can do it. They can type all the information in they need in 90 seconds. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We're doing our regular job. I'm going to let Tim take calls momentarily. But I will just say this before I go back to letting Tim take the calls. And that is, you know, you go across the radio dial, the television dial, all these other new media. Oh, it's all wonderful. It's all technologically advanced with wonderful hosts and great stuff. But the sum of it is that it's destroying souls. The sum of it is that it's discouraging people. It's making people desperate and angry and over-sexualized and all that. Somewhere on the dial, somebody's got to be telling the full message of Jesus Christ and his church, just somewhere on the dial. And thank God that EWTN and some other networks are doing that on the television dial. On the radio dial, that's what we try to do. It's God does the miracles. People find the stations. People who never thought they would be Catholic, who never thought they could be convinced that they needed to repent of their sin and come to the Lord Jesus, are convicted because of what they hear. Not because we're so great at our job, but because that's what God does. He tells us, go out and share the good news, share the message of Jesus Christ and the salvation available in Jesus Christ. And then the Holy Spirit does the work. We have to participate. You're called to participate. We're called to participate. Nobody's getting rich. There's no money going into the bank. It all gets spent in the next 3 months. But we do need your help in order to keep doing it. So would you pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Brian in Ocean Pine, Maryland, watching on YouTube. Brian, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, so for some context, yesterday I found myself in a Protestant church and ended up in a debate with the pastor.
Very good.
We were arguing over the necessity of baptism.
Yes.
He was arguing that baptism doesn't have any power in and of itself, but it's the saving power of your faith that that I guess saves you. And I was trying to make sure I got my Catholic theology right, so I wasn't arguing heresy with heresy. So he brought up a scenario in which there was these guys on the beach who were joking around, and they asked somebody to baptize him. And so he wasn't fully intent on sincerely wanting to be baptized.
Yes.
But he got baptized. Would that baptism be valid? Because does baptism depend, or is it valid if they don't have a true, sincere disposition towards
it? Great question, Brian. And the answer would be no, because in order to have a valid baptism, you don't even essentially need the person to be a believer, right? Even an atheist can baptize in an emergency situation. But they have to have the intention of doing what Christ and his church does. So if they're doing it out of jest, for example, right? I baptize you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and throw, you know, some ocean water on them. That is not a valid baptism because you have to have the proper intention. In fact, generally speaking, Brian, what's although there is an exception here, Brian, but here's the key. What's required for a valid baptism is proper matter, form, and intention of the baptizer, right? That is what's essential for the baptism. As far as the acceptance of the recipient goes, generally speaking, there's nothing that's required other than it must be free from coercion. The only thing, when you look back over the history of the church and how baptisms have been invalidated, it's always, proper matter, proper form, and the intention. However, in the case in the Middle Ages where you had some Jews who were coerced to being baptized, the church did rule that is invalid. So coercion, and this is why that's part of what the witness does, right? The witness has to witness, kind of like in marriage. What does the witness do in marriage? Essentially, they're witnessing that this man and this woman are freely entering into this relationship that the witness says, I believe they can enter into. But there has to be freedom, right? So coercion or, you know, improper matter, form, or intention. But I think I went beyond your question, but with your question, the key there would be not a proper intention. That would invalidate. But I can't help but say, Brian, didn't it make your skin crawl a little bit when he said, you know, baptism doesn't save, right? Whereas 1 Peter 3:21, of course, St. Peter says, baptism does now save us, right? And Mark 16:16, Jesus says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38, when Peter preaches the gospel at Pentecost and they say, what must we do? He says, repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something, Brian, how in the name of the Bible alone, a teaching can so flatly, absolutely violate the scripture?
You know what? I put Brian on hold, and I forgot because I got focused on raising money, Brian, and that's I apologize for that.
But you know what, Brian,
low motive, Brian. I apologize.
But I got to say to Brian, thanks so much for engaging in evangelism, man. You're going to a Protestant church, engaging with a pastor. Praise God for that, man. This is what we're here for at Catholic Answers. We're here for folks like Brian. You know, first and foremost, we are about making Catholics better Catholics.
Yeah.
That's our highest priority as Catholics, as a Catholic apostolate. Now, of course, we're here for everyone to come into the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But that's our first priority. Brian, God bless you. And I've got to say, that's why we need your help right now, folks, at 888-291-8000. We need to continue to be able to do this. And I'm going to tell you, we've gotten a little hamstrung here on day one of this drive. We did a lot better yesterday. We need to take it up a notch right now. We've got 12 open lines. We need you to help us so that we can be freed up. And I can tell you, man, when we have a good drive and we're freed up for 3 months and we know we have the finances coming in, that it helps so many ways. You know this in your own family. If you're struggling week by week to know whether you're going to be able to put food on the table, it impedes what you're able to do. Can we take the kids on a vacation? I don't know. We can't. We just don't have the funds. Folks, this is why we need you now. There are so many things we want to do. We've got plans. Let me tell you, I got some coming. Just me, Tim Staples, that I'm fired up about. But folks, we need your help. 888-291-8000 so that we can go out. Like Cy mentioned, you know, having that young man who contacted us at Catholic Answers, a young college student just out of college who's struggling with his faith. He's Catholic, from a Catholic family. He's like, man, I need help. And you know what? He's going to get it on Monday at 1 o'clock. As many hours as he wants, he and I are going to talk. Folks, that's the kind of stuff we do here at Catholic Answers. And when you call right now, 888-291-8000, you're empowering us to be able to do that and so much more. Please call now. And can I, one more time, folks? No, it'll be more than one more time. But I need that $20,000 giver. If we're going to make this month, we need everybody. Like I said, that $25 one-time gift, we need you to call now. Everybody, that $25 a month gift that's going to be tripled, we need you to call now. We need some $1,000 gifts right now. We need some $2,000 gifts. We need that $5,000, $10,000 gifts. And I am begging for that one guy. You know you should have called yesterday. Okay, that's fine, but you can call today. $20,000. I will guarantee you, my friends, every penny of that money will be well spent here at Catholic Answers for the salvation of souls. Can you call us now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
I don't remember being in this position before, but you know, after the pledge drive, some money will come in. People will hear about it later and will help. So if I just round off, it looks like in the next 100 minutes, we need to raise $100,000. That's a lot. But so Tim's not kidding. We really need your help right now. If you've been thinking about it, maybe now would be a good time to pick up the phone and call. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. 8,000 triple match for every new monthly pledge. And I will ask again, those who have are especially blessed right now and are able to give that $1,000 gift. You know, a few of those $1,000 gifts, and all of a sudden we're much, much closer, and it looks more manageable to get there by the end of today. Maybe you could do a $2,500 gift. A gentleman did yesterday, a $2,500 gift. Boy, that moves the needle. All of a sudden, the needle moves quickly.
Especially when it's doubled.
And I'm looking at all these folks who are being very kind and doing just what we asked, which is Amen. Picking up the phone and making recurring pledges. Yep. So I also have to mention those folks who have the resources. Could you make those $1,000, $2,000, maybe a $3,000 pledge right now? We need your help. I'm going to take a very quick break. Perfect time to dial 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples is our guest, answering some questions about the Catholic faith and also asking you to support us so that we can continue to answer questions about the Catholic faith for the next 3 months. There are 7 lines open. If you'd like to call and make your pledge right now, you dial this number, 888-291-8000. It gets you right into this building to talk to one of our colleagues. Take your time with them, or Tell them you're in a hurry and they will get you out quickly. If you want to do it yourself, it goes to the same place, goes to the same matches. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's pretty hard to be in a position where you got to raise $1,000 a minute for the next 100 minutes, but with your help, we will get there. And you know what the strange thing is? With Tim sitting right where he's sitting next to me before, I have seen crazy things happen. So I never say, oh, there's no hope. There is hope, but we need your help. And God has left it in our hands to do certain things. And so we have to entrust it into your hands to pick up that phone and dial. And honestly, we don't worry too much about it because for 27 years, you have. And so wherever you're listening, if you could pick up that phone, 888-291-8000, call and make a monthly pledge. And any new monthly pledge is tripled right now because we've got two matches on for that. Or any pledge at all is matched at least once. And we do need, and I got to say, people have been very generous coming in with that $10 a month pledge, that $20 a month pledge. And we've been asking for that, but we've gotten to the point now where we also have to ask quite sincerely for those larger pledges of 5,000. Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could do 2,500. Maybe you could do 1,000. If that's within your means, it would be very helpful to us right now. Eight lines open. Oh, just popped to six lines open. That's exciting. All right. The calls are coming in. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
You know what, folks? I have to say one last thing. I know we've got some calls on the line, and do call in your questions, folks, because we are going to get to your questions. But I wanted to mention that Cy talked about some of the crazy stuff that happens over the years here.
Yeah.
And we should, one of these days, Cy Kellett, do a whole broadcast about that.
Just about the things that we've seen as far as...
unbelievable things. Like my friend, and I know he allows me to tell this story now. For a long time, I did him anonymously. But do you remember Alan Saylor?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alan Saylor was an Assembly of God ministry. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that happens. And this is what you're supporting. When you call 888-291-8000, you are supporting miraculous interventions like this. Well, Alan was a pastor of two Assembly of God communities up in Modesto, California. I hope you're listening, Alan. Haven't heard from you for a while. But he one day got in his truck, and the radio just came on to Catholic Answers Live, a Catholic radio station up there in Modesto. And he didn't even know there was such a thing as Catholic radio, but he turns it on and there it is, right? And this is what he told me. He said, reflexively, he just reached over to turn the dial. Because, oh, Catholic radio, I ain't got time for that. So he goes to turn the dial, and the dial was broken. It was one of those old, you know, linear radio dials, you know? And so it was broken. He couldn't turn it. So he's like, oh, my goodness. So then reflexively, he goes to the left to the other dial, which was the on-off, and it was broken. He couldn't turn the thing off.
He was stuck with us.
That's right. So he was stuck. And I am not kidding you. He started listening while he's driving, and he got addicted, folks. This is an Assembly of God minister. He got addicted. He started listening. Then he started buying stuff. He started calling in. And he and I ended up getting together, talking. And in fact, I've been up to Modesto and had lunch with him, and just a wonderful man. But he ends up converting. And let me tell you, he lost everything when he converted. He lost everything, and he was struggling. He started driving a truck for a living because, you know, as an Assembly of God minister, all he had was a Bible college degree, and there's not a lot you can do with that in Catholic circles. But you know what? He got a job driving a truck, struggling. I remember his mom got sick. They were taking care of her, even though they couldn't afford it. One of his daughters fell on hard times, had to move back in, and they were struggling. And let me tell you, I went to see him one day. I was speaking in the area, and I went to see him. And a friend at the talk where I was at, I mentioned him, gave a check. I think it was for like $1,500. It was Christmas time. Said, Tim, you give Alan this check for $1,500 and tell him Merry Christmas. And I went over and visited, and I gave him that check for $1,500. And man, he started weeping. And he told me later, he didn't tell me at the time, but they were broke. They weren't going to have Christmas.
Wow.
And that $1,500
gave them
Christmas. And you know what, bro? But when Cy, when we were there, we were sitting there having lunch, and I asked him, I said, man, how you doing? I know it's hard and everything. He said, Tim, you know what? He said, I have Jesus in the Eucharist. He said, I can drive my truck over to any Catholic church anywhere in the United States, pull over, walk in, and sit in the presence of Jesus as a Catholic. And I can receive him. Are you kidding me? He says, Tim, I've got everything I need. Blew my mind. Alan Saylor, God bless you, brother. But you know what, folks? That's what happens when you support Catholic Answers Live. Folks, please, I ask you what I asked yesterday. What price tag do you put on that? A conversion like that. Please call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And remember, you can't put a price tag. I'm not saying you can. Of course you can't. But the fact is, as I said before, when you give, you really do participate in the fruits of our labors like that one right there. And that is multiplied tens of thousands of times all over the world. Folks, please, we need your help right now because we are way behind. Can you call right now? And I need that $20,000 gift at 888-291-8000. Pick it up right now. We're running down, out of time here for this first hour, and we need your help now. That $20,000 gift at 888-291-8000. How about $10,000 at 888-291-8000? I know we got a couple of $5,000 givers, 888-291-8000. We've got some $10,000 givers. We've got some $5,000 givers, $2,000 givers, like our friend that gave $2,500 yesterday. We need all of you to call now at 888-291-8000. And folks, do not let the devil tell you, and I know he does, Si. Don't let the devil tell, well, I'm not going to call my $25. You call and give your one-time $25 gift right now. We need it. We've got 10 open lines right now. 888-291-8000. And those monthly gifts, my friends, they're going to be tripled. And remember, every gift you give is doubled. But that monthly gift, which is our bread and butter. Si Kellett knows this. This is what keeps us going, are the $25 a month gifts, the $50 a month, that $100 a month. That's what keeps us going. And right now, they're going to be tripled. So can you make that $100 a month gift, that $50 a month gift, that $25 a month? And I know there's some folks who are already giving $25. Can you double that to $50? Because that 25 will be tripled, okay? One more time, 888-291-8000. We need you to come through right now. We've got 9 open lines. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But again, that's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I'm going to go to the phones and let Tim answer some questions. But let me tell you where we are. We have a few minutes left in the show. We're going to get an answer for Eduardo in Nevada. But we're $6,942 away from meeting our match this hour. Maybe there's somebody that can help us out with that $6,942. We'd appreciate that call. But, you know, if you can do $500, if you could do $1,000, any amount is going to help bring it down. But I think we need some special help in the next few minutes if we're going to get it all the way down. $6,942, Eduardo in Nevada. Thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Okay, hello. So my question is on the Catholic sense on purgatory.
Yes.
And an example is that if you go to confession and, like, let's say, like, those 10 minutes after confession, you were killed or something, you didn't sin since your last confession, would you still need to go to purgatory, or would you have to, or would you got to skip it?
Great.
Great question. Eduardo, it is possible that you can go to confession and be so contrite, have what we call perfect contrition, where you are sorry for your sins and there is no attachment left to sin when you go to confession, either for mortal or venial sins, and your contrition is so powerful that it can, along with the sacrament, take away all punishment due for sin. That is possible. We can never know if we've attained that this side of the veil, because only God is the judge of our hearts. That is possible. But ordinarily speaking, there is still some minor attachment to sin, either mortal or even venial sins. Attachment to venial sin also must be purified in purgatory. So the answer is, Eduardo, most likely you would still have punishment due, but not necessarily. As 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Notice Paul says it's possible for us to perfect holiness in the fear of God. But ultimately, God is the judge. Folks, we are almost out of time for this first hour. We need you to come through right now. No more waiting, folks. You need to call now and keep calling. We've got open lines at 888-291-8000. We need big givers right now. 20,000, 10,000, 5,000, 2,000. We need you to come through now, and small givers as well. Call now. 888-291-8000. 291-8000.
$4,461 to go to meet our match this hour. Could you help us with that? Any gift in any amount will get us closer, but maybe there's somebody who can take care of $4,000 of that. There are people that have that, and we'd be very grateful if you'd come through for us now. 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All of the matching money stays on the table during this break. If you make a new monthly pledge, it's tripled. 888-291-8000.